when you had a game like you did against the Steelers 3 weeks ago and you get a chance to face them again a few weeks later with preparation this time, is there any extra personal motivation to play well?
No, I mean, I don't try to leave myself out of it. And, I mean, it's a playoff game, and, you know, this is a team. So we're going to win as a team, and, I mean, we're focusing on winning this game. I mean, not me personally. I just want to win it for the guys, and, you know, that's our number one goal.
Does it help, though, that I mean, it's a common opponent, I guess, for you? I know you prepare all year long, but just the fact that it's a known quantity, I guess?
Well, yeah, it definitely helps with it being a shorter week. So, I mean, even really shorter than what you're used to. So it definitely helps. Rather than, you know, maybe however the scenario would have came out, we played somebody else. So it definitely helps. And, you know, we just got to go out and execute and play our game.
How deep is your understanding of this rivalry and just how much hatred and emotion is involved in this going through the years?
I mean, I just look at it as a football game. I mean, I don't know. Deep into the rivalry, I know it's a, you know, competitive game and two great organizations and a lot of history, and but it's still football. So,
how is it, you know, aside from just Pittsburgh, but also being able to see 3-4s the last few weeks, the different looks that the coordinators have thrown stuff at you. Again, just in terms of the prep, and you talk about you need to see the game reps.
Yeah,
how do you think that's helped you to this point, and what could that do for you maybe Saturday night in terms of seeing things and recognizing things maybe you couldn't 4 weeks ago?
Well, I don't think the fact that, you know, we faced other 3-4 teams, because they're all different. I mean, they might run 3-4, but it's still a different scheme. I mean, Pitt still different from Baltimore. I'm just going to watch the film I need to watch and prepare the way I need to prepare, and but I mean, being able to get reps in the last game and see them for three quarters is definitely helpful for myself, and so I'm just gonna prepare like I always do and go out and play a game.
With Jake in there last week and the way he played and the game that Jeremy Hill had, do you feel like you're going into the playoffs with maybe a little bit of an added wrinkle, something new for opposing defenses to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same stuff. And, you know, Jake's done, they did a really, really good job last week. And then I don't know, what's the plan for Hewitt or whatever, but on his return. But, we have confidence in Jake, and for him to go out and perform the way he needs to. And, so, I mean, I don't know if it's considered a new wrinkle or not.
Repetition breeds comfort level in basically anything you do. Now that you've had, at least some reps, practice and game, how much better do you see in the field than the first time you played this team, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I mean, it doesn't look like there's – it's kind of reminded me of my, for the first – couple snaps kind of reminded me of my first high school game playing Carver Montgomery, and jokingly came to the sideline, I think after two possessions or something, and asked my offensive coordinator, did they have more than 11 people on the field? So it definitely helps. Like you said, laughing, it's I feel comfortable in the way we're playing and the way we're taking care of the football, and I feel like I'm seeing the field fine.
You hear from veterans who maybe have never been in the playoffs or the Super Bowl or whatnot, saying that when they have that opportunity to kind of embrace the experience. How are you trying to enjoy this week? I mean, obviously you're preparing, you got important things to do, but how do you try to enjoy this opportunity?
Yeah, I'm just taking it one day at a time. I mean, and that's the only way I know how. I mean, I don't try to – I've never been the type of person to you know, what if and stuff like that, thinking to the future or live in the past. It's just the present right now, and I'm having fun with it. You know, it's even this moment right now, having this press conference, it's you know, something I'll be able to tell my son when he grows up, and it's just a cool experience. Not everybody gets to do it, and you know, it makes you realize how blessed we are as people and as athletes, and it's just an awesome opportunity.
The fact that you had all the glitz and glamour and limelight of preparing for national championship encounters and having to deal with all that, yet still stay focused for the biggest game of your life at that time,
mm-hmm.
Does that help you, that process that you went through a couple of times doing that, help you for this little venture?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. You know, I feel like I've played in some big games in college for sure, and it's a lot of chaos there too when it comes to media and getting down there the week before you know, the championship game, and all the distractions in Miami and then or New Orleans, and media obligations. So yeah, I mean, I feel like this is comfortable. I get to go home and to my house every day and see my wife and the little dog, and sit on the couch and watch film, and make her watch some, and so it's definitely fun.
What's bigger, a national championship game or a playoff
game? I don't know, Hobbs. I'm enjoying this moment right now. I enjoyed the past moments, but this moment right now is just something special. Like I said, you know, a lot of my family gets to enjoy this moment, you know, coming to see me, watch me play, and, you know, I'm just living every day, having fun doing it, so can't complain.
Did you apply that to staying in the moment as Andy's trying to get healthy and trying to get back,
mm-hmm.
and what that could mean? Obviously, you need to focus on starting and playing, but as that's happening here, does that experience kind of help you narrow that focus and maybe not let yourself wonder what's going on with him or what could happen if he's cleared to play or whatever?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Andy's deal is, you know, I can't worry about things I can't control. So, all I know is focus on what I need to focus on. And, you know, Andy's like a big brother to me. So I wish him nothing but the best. And, a fast recovery, but you know, at the same time, my mindset is, you know, this is my offense right now, and got to take it and go win.
AJ, doesn't it help being a young guy, and you're not burdened by 25 years of whatever has happened here, or even the recent 5-6 years or anything? It's just now, and it's not a.
But you know, I mean, the way that's talked around here is almost like, you know, it's so much of a negative. It kind of reminds me a little of, you know, of Alabama, as in, you know, living in the past on how many national championships we had as a university, or how many times we've lost in the postseason here. It's a different team every year. And at the same time, it's, you know, like Lap would know, it's hard to get to the playoffs, period, in this league. And then, I mean, it's extremely hard to win a game. You know, there's not a reason to live in the past, and I don't think this team does by any means. I mean, last year was last year. The year before that was then. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm getting back, is like just living in the present moment. I mean, we're blessed. You know, we have a healthy life, and we got great teammates. So let's go have fun, play a game that, you know, we grew up playing, and put it all out there on the field. And, you know, what happens, happens. But I know if we play the game we're supposed to play and play with all our heart and leave it out there on the field, the chances are good for us.
Outside the building that you were still stuck in 1990 or 88 or
Well, I mean, no, it's, I mean, you know, still got a lot of fans that were back in those days. So, and they want to see greatness. And, you know, that's what I love about this fan base. And when I was talking also about, you know, how it reminded me of college is, I mean, both fan bases really strive for perfection. And I feel like that's what makes you play, you know, your ultimate game, the best game possible each and every day, is because you don't want to let not only, you know, yourself and the team down, but the city. I mean, it's pressure, but you got to love it. I mean, it's awesome.
Would it mean anything more to you, the fact that your first playoff game is against kind of the Alabama, the NFL? I mean, Pittsburgh's got six Super Bowls, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You've done it as well as anybody, and that's where you're matching up in your first playoff game, kind of a franchise that's built like Saban built Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, it's I mean, just the whole mindset behind this game is just awesome. I mean, I remember growing up and seeing the Steelers play, and then, you know, what's funny is I told Big Ben after the last game, you know, I remember being a young kid. I can't remember how old exactly, but I was younger, and going to the GMAC Bowl in Mobile and watching Big Ben play when he was at a Miami of Ohio, but and after the game, I went under the stadium to the locker room, met his mom, his dad, his sister, and him. And, you know, I just remember, like, he gave me a wristband and all this other stuff and how cool it was. And then I told him after last game, and he started dying laughing. And but, I mean, that's what's crazy about this is, you know, I'm a young kid from Mobile and going to watch a GMAC Bowl and – later, you know, playing against one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, it's awesome.
What did you do with the wristband? Did you wear it or save it or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be lying if I told you to put it in a trophy case or, you know, had a great story behind it. But
did he believe you? Or did he think you were kidding?
No, I mean, he said he remembered. So I don't know if he did, but at least, you know, it was made me feel good and was cool, but.
Is there more trash talking in NFL games or college games?
I don't know. I really like zone out. Like I just try to. I mean, I know it's like, you know, people won't believe that, but it's kind of like for the love of the game, where he's up there, Kevin Costner, and he's like, clear the mechanism. I mean, it's kind of just like just tunnel vision, and it just kind of blocks everything out, which is a great movie, by the way.
Do you remember watching the game
of Cass
and Curtis Meade on the second play of the game? Do you remember watching it on TV at all?
When who? Oh, no, I don't remember that.